September 2, 1921. One who goes out of the divine will, goes to meet all miseries. Each additional knowledge prepares the soul for another greater knowledge. I was lamenting to my sweet Jesus because of these blessed writings, which they want to put out. I felt as if I wanted to withdraw from his will, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, what? You would want to withdraw from my will? Too late. After you yourself bound yourself in my will has bound you with double chains to itself in order to keep you safer. You have lived as a queen in my will. You have accustomed yourself to living with most delicate and nourishing foods. Indomitable by anyone, but dominator of all, even of yourself. You are used to living with all the comforts, immersed in immense riches. If you go out of my will, you will notice immediately that, as soon as you go out of it, you will feel misery, coldness, the lost dominion. All goods will disappear from you, and from queen you will become a most miserable servant. So, you yourself, upon feeling the great contrast which exists between living in my will and going out of it, will plunge yourself even more into the depth of my will. This is why I say to you, too late. And then, you would take a great contentment away from me. You must know that I acted with you as a king who begins to love a friend, who is very dissimilar from him in status. But his love is so great, that he has decided to make him similar to himself. Now, this king cannot do everything at once and render his friend like himself. Rather, he does it little by little. First he prepares a royal palace for him, similar to his own. Then he sends the adornments to decorate the royal palace. He forms a little army for him. Then he gives him half of his kingdom, so as to be able to say, "What you possess, I possess. King am I, king are you." However, each time the king would give him his gifts, he would look at his faithfulness, and giving the gift would be for him an occasion for new contentment, greater glory and honor for himself, and a new feast. If the king had wanted to give to his friend, all at once, that which he has given him little by little, he would have embarrassed his friend, because he was not trained to be able to dominate. But, little by little, through his faithfulness, he has been instructed, so everything is easy for him. So I did with you. Having chosen you in a special way to live in the height of my will, I have instructed you little by little, making it known to you. And as I kept making it known to you, I enlarged your capacity, preparing it for another greater knowledge. And every time I manifest to you one value, one effect of my will, I feel a greater contentment and I make feast along with heaven. Now, as these truths of mine go out, you redouble my contentments and my feasts. Therefore, let me do it, and you, plunge yourself more into my will.